Welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. In this practice, time is taken to settle into the space of relaxation, to allow for the deepest resonance of the Yoga Nidra state. After the initial relaxation, time is taken to form your sankalpa, or your intention. This is how the practice becomes deeply personal. Through the rotation of consciousness, through breath, through dualities, through visualizations, we allow the body to come to a place where we rest in possibility. Anytime you notice that you're drifting off to sleep, come back to the instructions. And the invitation is to remain still, to increase the potential of your experience. Take time to set the body up. Traditionally done on the back, Yoga Nidra can be practiced in any shape. Feel free to pause this recording if you need more time. Scan the body and find any micro or macro adjustments that need to be made in order to increase your comfort. Find total stillness of the body. I invite you to follow my voice. You may drift in and out. You may have periods where you don't hear me at all. You can always come back to the sound of my voice. As the body rests deeply and the mind stays alert and aware, begin to settle down, connecting the body to the earth. Notice all of the points of contact between your body and the earth. Notice that the more you settle, the less space there is between yourself and the earth. Become aware of the sounds within the space. The sounds closer in towards you. The sounds within your own being. The sounds of the breath. You notice the sounds of the cells deep within the lungs. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. Invite an awareness of the breath, without changing anything about it. Notice the breath as it ebbs and flows. Feeling this space where the breath can naturally flow. invite the breath deep into the abdomen. And feel the expansive quality of the breath. It is now time to form your sankalpa or your intention, a whispering from the heart. Draw your attention into the space of the heart and allow the heart to begin to speak to you. Perhaps it bubbles up with clarity, and perhaps it's so quiet you need to listen deeply. Generally, a positive I am statement that is simple and clear. I am letting go. I am present. I am truth. Once your sankalpa arrives to you, repeat it internally 3 times. And if nothing has presented itself, leave space for that. As we move into the rotation of consciousness, the invitation is to stay focused on my voice. Movement is not necessary. Rather, lighting up each part as though it's the first time you've noticed it. We begin with the right hand thumb. Right hand thumb. Index finger. Middle finger. Ring finger. Pinky finger. Palm of the hand. Back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, ribs, waist, hip, right thigh, kneecap, shin, ankle, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, ribs, waist, left hip, thigh, kneecap, shin, left ankle, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, sole of the right foot, sole of the left foot, right heel, left heel, right calf, left calf, right hamstring, left hamstring, right buttock, left buttock, right lower back, left lower back, right mid back, left mid back, right upper back, left upper back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, nose, tip of the nose, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, right jaw, left jaw, upper lip, lower lip, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right chest, left chest, center of the chest, abdomen, lower abdomen, whole of the right arm, whole of the left arm, both arms together, whole of the right leg, whole of the left leg, both legs together, whole of the back, whole of the front, whole of the front and back body together, whole of the head, whole body together, whole body together, whole body together. Bring your awareness to your breath without changing it. Bring the breath into the belly. Notice as the belly rises with each inhale and falls with each exhale, we will begin to count the breath from 15 down to 1. If you lose count or arrive at 1, begin back at 15. The breath is done at your own pace. As I start you off, adjust the pace to your own breath. Navel rises, 15. Navel falls, 15. Navel rises, 14. Navel falls, 14. Continue counting with each rise and fall of the navel all the way down to 1. Starting back at 15 if you lose track or finish. Bring the awareness of the breath into the throat. Notice as the breath travels through the throat with each inhale and each exhale. Beginning at 15 once again, inhale through the throat. 15. Exhale through the throat. 15. Inhale throat. 14. Exhale throat. 14. Continuing the count all the way down to 1. Beginning at 15 if you lose count or arrive at 1. Bring the awareness of the breath into the nostrils. Notice the breath move in through the nostrils. Maybe a cooling sensation with the inhale and a warming sensation with the exhale. One last time, beginning at 15. Inhale through the nostrils, 15. Exhale through the nostrils, 15. Inhale nostrils, 14. Exhale nostrils, 14. Continue counting down this last round. Starting at 15 again, if you lose track or complete. Letting go of the breath, notice the body heavy, heavy, as though you are sinking into the earth, heavy. All of the sensations, heavy. Heavy. And move away from heavy through neutral to light, light, as your body feels as light as a feather, so light. You can begin to float. Light. And while maintaining light, invite back in heavy, finding yourself in a state of equilibrium. Imagine yourself at the beginning of a pier. You're smiling, you're swaying to your inner playlist. You're full of wisdom and light. You look down, and in your hand is a basket of flowers. Each flower represents something you are releasing, something that no longer serves you, something that you can willingly let go of, that no longer empowers nor nourishes you. As you move along the pier, you notice the warmth of the moon beaming down. Every few steps, you pause. You drop a flower into the water, marveling at the gentle ripples they create in the water. Ripples through your energy. Ripples through your life. With the release of each flower, you break any remaining attachment to what no longer serves you. You release anything weighing you down on your journey. As you drop a flower into the water, you say to yourself, I release fear. another step and drop another flower. I release anger and resentment. Another step, another flower. I release judgment. Judgment of myself. Judgment of others. More steps. Noticing that already the basket seems lighter. I release limiting beliefs. I release that which is not mine. I release obstacles. Each step, your basket becomes lighter. You become lighter. I release relationships that no longer serve me. Nearing the end of the pier with just a few more flowers. I release feelings of unworthiness. I release attachment to outcome. If there are any remaining flowers in your basket, release them, letting go of anything that is no longer in alignment with yourself. You turn at the end of the pier and see the flowers rippling through the water as though they are now your guides on this path of lightness, where the need to be a certain way no longer doesn't only not exist, but is no longer necessary. You turn once again, looking out over the pier. The full moon glimmering on the water. The flowers floating by under the reflection of the moon. You take a deep breath. Overlooking the calm waters with the moon's reflection and the energy rippling throughout. And you jump into the water without expectation. The cool water washes away all of the stale energy of the past and welcomes in clarity, strength, and blessing. The moon allows you to trust your intuition, to be a guide, to serve your highest good. As you float along in the calm peacefulness of your soul, you notice the flowers form a circle around you, offering a rebirth of joy. With reluctance, you begin to swim back towards the pier. As you climb out of the water, you are pleasantly surprised to feel warm. You sit on the edge of the pier, observing all of the flowers, all that has been released, float towards the moon. Allow the seed of your sankalpa to rise back up. Once again, repeat it internally 3 times. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat.